Chapter 4. Where are we looking for life? Astronomers often look for life on Mars. They first saw Mars through a telescope from Earth. Mars looks red because of its rocks. The atmosphere on Mars hits the rocks, and the rocks go red. This is called oxidation. In the past, Mars was warmer, and there was water on the ground. But where did the water go? Some of it is now ice on the high ground. Some of it went into the atmosphere. Some of it stayed under the rocks on Mars. In July 2018, the ESA Mars Express orbiter found lots of water under the ground on Mars. Rocks on Mars. Maybe there are small living things in Mars's rocks today. Maybe there are living things in the water under the ground on Mars. NASA and the ESA are going to send new probes to Mars. They will find rocks and bring them back to Earth. Maybe later more planets will get warm because the sun is getting bigger and hotter. Maybe Mars will get hotter and have water on its ground again. Maybe there will be rivers and seas on Mars, and new life too. Astronomers are also looking for life on moons. Jupiter is the biggest planet in the solar system. 79 moons orbit Jupiter. The biggest ones are the Galilean moons, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. The Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei first saw these four moons in 1610. You can see them with a telescope. Jupiter's moons look cold and dead, but they are not. Io is very hot and dry. It has volcanoes, and things can live and grow near volcanoes. But astronomers are looking for life on Jupiter, not its moons. Probes travelling to Mars. The probes will take rocks from Mars. Jupiter and its moons. The Galilean moons. Io, Europa, Ganymede, Callisto. Most of Europa has ice on it, but maybe there is warm water under the ice. Ganymede is the biggest moon in the solar system. It is bigger than the planet Mercury. Ganymede has a lot of ice and rocks on it. This is the same as the Earth. Maybe Ganymede had life on it in the past. Callisto is Jupiter's second largest moon and the third largest moon in our solar system. It has lots of rocks and ice, but no volcanoes on it. Maybe there is sea under the rocks and life in that sea. Astronomers would like to look for life on Europa more than the other Galilean moons. This is because Europa is much smaller than Earth, but possibly has more water on it. NASA's Galileo spaceship saw a lot of water in Europa's ice. Now astronomers want to look at it more closely. Exploring water under ice is very difficult in space. NASA's new Europa Clipper satellite is going to orbit Jupiter. It wants to take some water from Europa. Astronomers will do experiments with this water and look for life in it. Spaceship near Europa. Europa. Saturn is the next biggest planet in the solar system after Jupiter. But things cannot live on Saturn. It has a lot of hot air, and ice and rocks orbit it. But a lot of moons orbit it too. Maybe things can live on Saturn's moons. Titan is Saturn's biggest moon. Titan's atmosphere has a lot of gas in it. Earth has a lot of gas too. There is sometimes heavy rain, but the rain on Titan is not water rain. There are rivers and seas of gas on Titan, but there is not any water. It is too cold for water. Maybe things can live and grow on Titan anyway. Enceladus is Saturn's brightest moon. A lot of Enceladus is ice and gas, but there is also water under the ice. Water often comes through the ice on Enceladus. The Cassini spacecraft got some of this water, and astronomers did experiments with it. They found most of the things you need for life. Maybe there is life on Saturn's ice moon. Saturn, Titan, Enceladus. Astronomers are also looking for life on extrasolar planets. They would like to find an Earth in a different solar system. Maybe things are living and growing on it. Finding extrasolar planets is not easy because they are very far from Earth. But astronomers used space telescopes and they saw a lot of extrasolar planets. Some of these extrasolar planets are hot Jupiters. They are too near their sun and things cannot live or grow on them. But astronomers found other extrasolar planets too. In 2009, the COROO telescope found the extrasolar planet COROO 7b. The planet had rocks on it. It is very small. It is about 500 light years away from the Earth. It orbits the star COROO 7 in about a day, the same time the Earth takes to orbit the Sun. COROO 7b's Sun is colder than our Sun, but COROO 7b is very hot, 2,000 degrees Celsius. It is too hot for life on COROO 7b, but maybe there are colder extrasolar planets out there. COROO Telescope. Extrasolar planet COROO 7b orbiting its sun. A planet must not be too near or too far from its sun for life. In 2014, the Kepler telescope found an extrasolar planet called Kepler-186f. It is as small as the Earth, and it orbits a sun. It is not too near or too far from the sun. Maybe there is water and life on Kepler-186f. Its sun is smaller and colder than the Earth's sun. This is good because small suns live longer than big suns. Maybe things can grow on their orbiting planets. But we do not know, because we cannot visit Kepler-186f. It is 795 light-years away from Earth. Proxima b is the nearest extrasolar planet to Earth. Astronomers found it in 2016. It also has rocks, and it is as big as the Earth. It goes around its sun, Proxima Centauri, every 11 days. It is nearer to Proxima Centauri than the Earth is to the Sun. But Proxima Centauri is not as hot as the Sun. Is there water on the ground? Is there life on Proxima B? Astronomers do not know. Proxima B is only 4 light years away. Maybe we can visit it one day. Kepler 186f.